Ask Airbus.
The podcast by Airbus.
Hello, my name is Autumn. I am 9 years old. I would like to know why the plane shakes in the air.
Welcome to the Ask Airbus podcast. My name is Ryan Yerke, and I'll be your host for this episode, coming to you as part of the recruitment team and excited to be here to facilitate today's conversation with our Airbus experts answering your questions. So today with us, we have Amanda Simpson back to talk to us a little bit about the questions you want to know about. So Amanda is our Vice President of Research and Technology for here in Airbus North America. Amanda, thanks for being back with us.
My pleasure.
So it's so great to have you here. We have an awesome question that came in. So Autumn, who is 9 years old, wants to know, why does the plane shake when it's in the air?
Well, thank you. And thank you, Autumn, for that question, because lots of people get all concerned when the aircraft shakes around during the flight. But the good news is there's nothing wrong with the plane. It's just the air and the wind outside is moving around and shaking the plane. You know, when you walk outside on a windy day, the wind can push you around. And the stronger the wind, the more it pushes you back and forth. And if it's very, very gusty, it can be somewhat disturbing. Well, when the plane is moving through the air, the wind is hitting it just the same. And that's what usually is making it shake around just a little bit. But airplanes are designed to be able to handle a lot more shaking than you would ever experience in flight. Now, I've been flying for quite a few years, and what I have found particularly is that clouds, while they look nice and fluffy, are actually quite bumpy inside. So when a plane is going in and through and then out the other side of a cloud, they shake around a little bit. And that's because the air inside a cloud is going up or down, and that's what either to cause rain or to just as the cloud grows, and the plane just gets shaken around and bounced around a little bit. Now, what we're doing is designing aircraft that are not only stronger to be able to survive much, much nastier weather than the can be put out by our atmosphere. But also, we're working to improve the ability of planes to fly smoother, even in the strongest air. We're coming up with longer, more flexible wings. So the wings move, but the plane that you're, the part that you're in is more stable. We're working on systems that actually watch the air and the wind out in front of the airplane, so that the airplane knows what to do before it gets into that turbulence. But don't worry, you're going to be okay. And that's why airplanes shake in the air.
Nice. How interesting. So, Amanda, out of curiosity, are there any other, let's call them interesting things that can happen to a plane when it's flying in the air? So, like what Autumn said here is, why does it shake? Are there any other types of emotions or sensations that we might feel when we're flying inside a plane, or that might happen when it's in the air?
Oh, well, there's lots of things that are going on inside the airplane or even outside the airplane. If you were to look out the window, you may see the plane turning, but you may not actually feel the plane turning. Also, when you take off, you feel that you're being pushed back into your seat, but you're not really going any faster than you were when you were rolling down the runway. It's just that as the plane pitches up, the gravity is pushing down on you in a different way. And of course, a plane itself has all these flight controls that allow it to do things to compensate and to make the flight as smooth as possible. So hopefully your flight crew up in the front, your pilot and co-pilot, are doing their job and making it a smooth flight by manipulating the controls and telling the plane where to go. often, and even then, they're probably talking to air traffic controllers that are helping find the smoothest air and the most economical and direct routes so that you will get there in a timely and safe and comfortable fashion.
Wow. Well, isn't flight so fascinating? So with all of that, thank you, Amanda, for the awesome answers here today. This has been another episode of Ask Airbus, where you get to ask your questions right to the Airbus experts. Thanks for tuning in. We'll hope to have you back for another episode.